They say all that glitters is not gold, and the only shining lights in this film are provided by the Fundwani's outfits. We discuss important topics like what went wrong with this movie, what could have been done better, is Michael Jackson really Sindhi, and who is the filmmaker's drug dealers, because we want to get our hands on some of that. All of that and more on this week's show.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This week's movie is Shandar, and there was a lot of excitement before Shandar, a lot of promotion. The trailer looked really good. Alia Bhatt, Shahid Kapoor, everyone was really excited. And then we watched the movie and it was...
less than exciting.
Less than exciting is mildly putting it. Oh, sorry, I forgot to introduce you guys, my lovely guests. clearly you can see I've been doing this for a long time. I know the ins and outs of this very well. So today my two guests are Urvashi and Uttara, back again.
Hello everyone!
Hi!
So, where do we start with this movie?
Let's start with how insomniac you, me and Uttara are now going to be with this movie at the back of our minds for all of eternity.
I think the first 5 minutes of the movie really set the tone, where it's a completely animated story and you all came late. And you all didn't believe that I was animated. You all just thought I was lying to you, because that's how ridiculous it was. But literally, the first 5 minutes is a cartoon of Pankaj Kapoor's character bringing back Alia and how her family hates her, etc. Because she was adopted and all of this, and how evil, basically, Mummy G, who is the central character in the family.
Now that you say it like that, actually, I feel like it was trying to be a fairy tale kind of story with, you know, some Bollywood twists here and there, and it's supposed to be the prince, and you know, like
they just tried to have everything, like the girl falls in love with the guy. They showed about like, oh, the society shows this, and this, and
this is what people expect, yeah. And this is the matriarch of the family and her expectations. And
but I mean, which I think is still fine as long as you execute it well. You know, for example, if I think of two films which dealt with similar things. Disney made a movie called Khoobsurat last year, where it talks about a literal royal family in Rajasthan, and then Sonam Kapoor is this bubbly girl who goes in as a physiotherapist, and then she falls in love with the prince and has to go through all this stuff. But it's done in a much nicer and more realistic way. Over here, there's like random CGI frogs in the middle, like floating around. There's this one scene where Pankaj Kapoor is chasing Shahid Kapoor and Alia, who are on a horse, and he has three chickens, not parrots, chickens.
Who start talking.
And these chickens start talking, be like,
chicken there, chicken there, chicken there.
And so, I mean, that's one. And then there are quite a few actually relevant and serious themes in this movie, like the kind of obsession with
body image
and weight for female characters, and also this whole concept of marriages taking place as business transactions for family reasons as opposed to, you know, for love or for any real genuine reasons. And there were two movies which addressed this so well. Like, one was Dam Laga Ke Hai Sha, which was a small indie, not indie per se, but a low budget movie with Ayushman Khurrana, where he's forced to basically marry a girl who is not your traditional size zero image, let's put it that way, and how he's at the start like super skeptical, but then she gradually like wins him over and all of that. And then about the family dynamics and stuff, Dil Dhadakne Do, very same concept, but it's done so well. And it's, you know, okay, you can argue that over here it's trying to be a comedy and stuff, but the other two movies were also did it in a very satirical way, which was really funny. Over here, it's just everything is way too large, too over the top, and just takes away from the actual messages that they're trying to give.
Have you ever read any of those Terry Pratchett books? The ones with lots of fairies and large, like you said, you know, like too much going on, like I have frogs here that can talk, feathers that are waking up the entire animal, you know, like safari, like, it was Uttara said, too much happening. They wanted to address, you know, family issues, society issues, body image, weight loss, Meghan Trainor style. Like, I mean, there was too much.
Meghan Trainor style.
I'm all about that bass. About that bass. No trouble.
How is that relevant here?
That's about your body image. All about that bass. About that bass. No trouble. Fish, please tell me you're joking right now.
I have zero idea what you're talking about.
You don't know the song?
I know the song.
You know the lyrics?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's about like how, like, even if you have, like,
she doesn't want to be a size 2. She says that if that is what you want, ugly boy, then you're not going to get that from me.
But what is treble and bass supposed to symbolize?
Like 36. Think about it.
Okay. Anyway. Oh.
And
I'm going to pretend like I get it so that my listeners think I'm intelligent. No, I don't. I do. Okay, fine. I learn something new every day. Very good.
Yeah, so I mean, they tried to do, and I think they got a bit carried away. Although I agree with the point that they're making, there are too many women out there who are very conscious, and you know, myself included, very conscious of body image and the rest of it. But they kind of pushed it when Pankaj Kapoor and Shahid Kapoor started equating like the boy's side's family's view of her body, obviously as being a little bit large, to how society. You know, how the Indian community has been condemned because of the way that they perceive like women's bodies.
Sorry, what do you mean?
No, as in like they were talking about when they were singing the song, they're like, oh, you know, like what were they saying? Something about the Indian community or Indian society or whatever.
Oh, like you're ashamed to our country.
Yeah,
it's if just you say like, things about women, you're insulting your own.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I appreciate that you shouldn't speak badly about women anyway. And okay, but that was pushing it a little bit.
Yeah, but this is like a trend, I think, where we talked about this in an earlier podcast in Singh Is Bling, where they do something similar, where Akshay Kumar gives this big speech about how women should stand up for themselves, etc. And it's just very kind of pandering to what they think people want to hear, but it's too blatant and too obvious where we can see right through it. And yeah, I think that's that was a bit over the top. But while we're on this subject, I think one of the only good parts about the movie, because we will spend a lot of time talking about what is bad, so let's get the good parts done out of the way. I thought Sana Kapoor was the actress that played Isha, who was the bride, Alia Bhatt's sister. I thought she did a really good job. And she kind of fit the role perfectly. Her expressions, her emotions, etc. were all really on point.
Yeah. Well, I thought even... Yeah, she acted really well. Everyone did their... Whatever role that they were supposed to play, everyone played that role. It's just that it's unfortunate that the roles that they were supposed to play, the characters, were very superficial. Like, there was no depth to any of the characters.
Yeah, and even when they tried, I mean, they tried to bring in some emotional elements and backstory of, you know, when Alia finds out that she's actually not adopted, but she's Pankaj Kapoor's real daughter, or when they talk about how Shahid's parents were killed.
Spoiler
in the...
alert.
Huh?
Spoiler alert?
Oh yeah, spoiler alert, but not really relevant to the story, as you find out. But when they find out that Shahid Kapoor's parents were, you know, killed in the riots, they say these things, and there's like a pause, and then Alia's like, oh, you want to play hide and seek?
Yeah.
And then you just move on. It's like, okay, I mean, we get that you're trying to make it lighthearted and fun and stuff, but if you either do something properly or you don't even bring it up.
Like like you said, there would have been opportunities to explore, like, you know, at an emotional moment, but instead, when she found out that Pankaj Kapoor was actually her father, she's like, oh, this is the best news. Like, forget my mother. Like, who cares about her? I don't want to know anything about my backstory. But it wasn't realistic.
And even the way, I mean, and I do applaud them for trying to bring out some of these messages, but the way they do it, for example, when they have this big fight at the end, when Isha's husband basically insults her body image, etc., at the Sangeet, the way they do that is through this absolutely ridiculous song called Senti Wali Mental.
Oh God, it was terrible.
I like the song.
The lyrics are just so stupid.
That is why I loved it.
But you're strange. You like all these weird things to just laugh at how bad they are. It's, yeah, when I saw this scene playing out, I couldn't believe what was happening. And then, you know, first the song ends and this guy says all this stuff. And then, you know, Pankaj Kapoor and Shahid Kapoor come to console the bride and Alia and everyone. And then they continue the song to insult the other guy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh God, what are you all doing? Please stop this.
Like a musical.
Yeah. But also, if for all the Sindhi listeners out there, I would recommend that you don't watch this movie because it gives a very positive and really amazing image of Sindhis as a community and what they value.
Yes, they're portrayed in a very...
you know, very simple, down-to-earth people.
Yes.
Not flashy at all. Like, very, you know, respectful.
Yeah, humble. So, take all of that and go 180 degrees. And that was the Sindhi community in this movie. The Harrys gave you the exact image of...
I love how every... First of all, he pretends like he's friends with every rich person. And then tries to justify how they're Sindhi.
Yeah.
Like, Queen Elizabeth is Sindhi because her son still lives with her. I thought
because
that was
her
really
son is
funny.
60 years old. Elizabeth.
And then Jackie, of course, which
Michael
is Michael Jackson.
Because of his the clothes that he wears and the fact that he's black but actually tried to become white.
Yes. And of course, the way the Fundwani family greets everyone is by pointing at your feet and saying pee-pee. which stands for Peripona. So that was also very eye-opening.
Question.
Yes.
Can I do that at my wedding?
I'm going to do that at your wedding.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to go up to your parents and just be like, pee-pee. So, yeah. This movie actually gave me a lot of ideas for things to do as the MC of your Sangeet, by the way.
I'm concerned. I'm deeply concerned. I'm extremely worried. I want to take this role away from you.
Too late now. Too late. Anyway, we're digressing.
Yeah.
But back to the movie. What other things were...
But the songs, at least two of the songs. I like two of the songs. I like the title song, Shandar and Gulabo. I thought those were pretty catchy songs and the lyrics were not completely off like the other two songs.
Yeah, I agree. I like both those songs, but... It was then balanced out by all the other songs, which...
I'm not sure I got in Gulabo. I'm not sure I got the theme, which was a kind of a 20s street show kind of dance. I don't understand that. I didn't get it. Why was that?
Because they can. I don't have another explanation for this. I mean, everything, first of all, there was a black and white night, which was organized as one of the functions of the wedding. You expect everyone to wear black and white, but no. Everyone is wearing blue and pink and different colors. But the screen just goes black and white for the period of this event. It's like, I'm pretty sure these people don't just temporarily get colorblind for one evening and fail to see color.
Guys, while we're on the topic of songs, I want to explore Monday Ka Khana Tuesday.
Okay, I think we have to describe the scene for people who haven't seen the movie. So there is an amazing scene at the Grand Picnic where all the food is non-vegetarian, but it's a Tuesday and so they can't eat non-veg, and so everyone is really angry. And then these two girls, whose I don't know what their names are, but they are these amazingly valuable characters.
The twins.
Pia and Ria. Wow, yeah. They have names. Okay. They find these two guys just running on the beach in the middle of a wedding function, because that's
in the middle of a garden party.
And then these guys give them mushrooms and brownies, which sound like drugs because they are, and they were spiked with drugs. And so, because there's no vegetarian food, everyone starts eating these mushrooms and brownies and starts tripping on some crazy stuff. And Shahid Kapoor comes and said, actually, no, today's Monday. You can still eat the non-veg food. It's not Tuesday. But there was an explanation. The answer was that it is now Tuesday in India, because this wedding was happening in London. So cannot eat the food. And so they all have the brownies and stuff. And everyone starts just, you know, going into
hallucinations.
And then Shahid Kapoor gives a very lucid explanation of what happens to the insides of your body when you consume drugs, complete with, you know,
with
images and graphics and, you know,
scientific reasons.
I thought that was very helpful.
It was. And then Pankaj Kapoor comes up to Shahid Kapoor and he says, so badly organized. Monday ka khana, Tuesday ko.
Monday ka khana, Tuesday. Monday ka khana, Tuesday.
And then I'm not going to do it because I can't, but someone starts beatboxing. And for 2 minutes, there is an entire song made of Pankaj Kapoor saying, Monday ka khana, Tuesday ko. And people just going wild. It's amazing. And Shahid Kapoor, of course, being the sober one, decides to just take a video of the whole thing and follow it around. And then the next day, after everyone is recovered, the whole family is sitting in front of a big screen and watching themselves hallucinating and laughing. I was like, wow, this is a really cool family. If my family had their food spiked with hard drugs during a wedding, I don't think they would be sitting and laughing and watching the videos the next day. So,
the dadi was rolling along on her extremely plush, I have to say, wheelchair on the middle of the road with two massive cement trucks rolling up behind her.
And then one of my favorite lines in the film is, you know, Shahid Kapoor is sitting and laughing at everyone, and then suddenly Harry Fundwani comes up to Shahid Kapoor with a really angry and like solemn face. And so Shahid Kapoor is like, oh damn, I'm screwed. And then he looks at him and he says, apne mere legs dekhe. He's like, I can't find my legs. Mere legs kahan gaye? And then he's running around, obviously on his legs, trying to find his legs. And the thing is, like, you could understand if this was one scene where they're tripping out and they do crazy stuff, fine. The problem is, this doesn't feel very different from the rest of the movie, where they're supposed to be normal. There are like random things happening, just people doing all kinds of strange things.
I mean, did you guys, at the wedding itself, when the bride, Isha, made her speech about, you know, about how proud she was of herself and the fact that she believed that she was beautiful, they kept switching the camera to a random member in the audience, in the wedding guest party.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out who it was. I feel like it's someone famous, but I don't know who.
Okay. It wasn't just me. I thought maybe they showed her before in the movie and she had a very significant role to play.
No.
She was just a proud proud fat as well.
What? I'm going to start getting hate mail because of you. What is going on?
She was a proud believer of
female body image issues.
Yes, exactly.
So insensitive. Amazing.
On that note, let's take a quick break and give you guys a chance to recover while you listen to the sounds of Gulabo, music directed by Amit Trivedi, sung by Vishal. I was going to say Vishal Shekhar, but nope, just Vishal, Vishal Dadlani and Anusha Mani. Enjoy and see you on the other side.
छज्जे के नीचे ही घड़े हैं बस गए zara itar gira do. Gulab do, zara itar gira do.
Toba, toba, tu to meetha sa murabba. Toba, toba, tu to shahad ka dabba. Bhed ki taki oi, wow so lucky oi. Sab ki den hai aur tu bole dhappa.
Gulabo.
But speaking of cameos by famous people, one of the other highlights of the film was Mehndi with Karan Johar.
Yeah.
Mehndi with Karan. Thoughts?
I thought it provided some comic relief during a very ridiculous movie anyway.
Yeah.
I was concerned about the fact that they wanted to celebrate a Mehndi doing a talk show. Have the function on a sofa, answering questions. It obviously brought out how ridiculous the relationship was between Robin and Isha.
But I'm a big fan of how Karan Johar is nowadays just very casual and open about the fact that he may or may not be gay. And in this movie, he basically hits on Shahid Kapoor with this amazing line where he comes and he's like, he goes to Shahid, he's like, check deposit to her. And Shahid is like, yeah. He's like, or two. And Shahid just looks at him. He's like, ah, just kidding.
But not really.
Oh my god, it was great. And you made this point. We laughed a lot during this movie, but just for all the wrong reasons, because it was so ridiculous.
We're laughing at the movie as opposed to with it.
Yeah.
But I do want to explore a very, very serious theme which came out of this movie, and it, at several points, which is loyalty. The little boy, I don't know whose relation it was, but...
one of the nephews or nieces or
yeah.
something.
So, he very fiercely was protective of Alia Bhatt in this movie. And he refused to allow anybody to say anything mean towards her. And if they did, Ram style, he got out a bow and arrow and would shoot them. At least attempt to.
But the ending was disturbing.
Yeah.
I mean, spoiler alert.
It was disturbing, but again...
Okay, I mean, it wasn't disturbing to the point of... It was disturbing, like, this is so weird.
Yeah,
not
random. But yeah, he was incredibly loyal to her. And I thought that was sweet.
I don't think your sarcasm is shining through, but anyway.
I thought it was sweet. I really thought it was nice.
That kid was the... that one of the many... I was going to say it was the most random thing about this movie, and then I checked myself. Because there were so many others.
How did you guys feel about that little animation?
Ashok.
Ashok was obviously, you know...
Ashok is the frog, by the way, that Alia finds.
The legend.
But very, very realistic.
But how about the ladybugs and butterflies on her clothes that kept flying all over the place?
Oh, and then becomes a part of her...
Clothes, yeah.
Yeah.
How did you feel about the special effects there?
It was unnecessary.
I think they actually planned to make this an animated movie, which is why they randomly have two scenes which are fully animated thrown in. And then they were like, actually, you know what, people aren't going to buy this, let's get some real actors and stuff. But then they already hired the animators. and the CGI guy. So we were like, oh yeah, let's make them keep do some stuff, throw it in.
But you know what? Like Hum Tum did something sort of similar to this, where they had like animated and then real life, and that was good. Like that was okay, decently made. This, I felt like these two animated scenes were just randomly put there.
Like the dream papers that she was getting from her father, they were animated as well.
Oh yeah, this was like some real Harry Potter stuff where you can just have casually moving images on paper now.
Yeah.
And it's completely normal. Also, can we address, Alia has insomnia in the film, which basically they implied that she hasn't slept in like 24 years, pretty much. But of course, she looks normal and perfect and not sleep deprived at all.
I'm not familiar with what insomnia actually
is.
I mean, I know that it's people who can't sleep, but I'm not sure what it means in practical terms about what your life is.
No, it's, I mean, as not claiming to be a medical expert either, but insomnia is basically you have difficulty sleeping, and but your body physically cannot function if you don't have enough sleep.
Okay.
And so you need, people with insomnia basically need sleeping pills or external aids to help them to sleep.
But they do have to sleep.
They have to sleep. It's not possible for you to function
yeah.
beyond a certain point without sleep. But Alia is, of course, defies all laws of biology and is
and science.
And science. Biology is science.
Oh, okay.
Urvashi, you're in great form today, I must say.
No. I mean science generally. Biology is very specific. I mean general science, like, you know, like even astrophysics when the daddy sneezes and...
Don't try to digress from your stupidity. Don't try to change topics.
She's trying to cover it up.
Yeah.
No, anyway. But even Shahid Kapoor has that problem where he can't sleep in the movie.
But he does.
His is different. He just has trouble sleeping, but he sleeps. Like he said, you know, my mom used to be able to put me to sleep. And like he just gets restless at night and then he goes around. So he's like a more accurate version of an insomniac because he... needs to sleep and he tries to sleep. Alia is just happily sitting, eating bananas, taking baths in waterfalls, making friends with frogs. Also, Shahid Kapoor is afraid of the dark, which I thought was very entertaining. The chemistry between Shahid and Pankaj Kapoor is actually really good.
Yeah.
Some of the few like.
Whose son is he, Shahid Kapoor? As in, who's his father? Like, real father?
Please tell me your joke.
No, I'm actually being serious. Who is Shahid Kapoor's father?
Pankaj Kapoor.
That's why the chemistry is good. You make it seem like they're strangers and the chemistry is good between them.
No, but it was like a nice touch. It was well done, is my point. Just because, I mean, I put Farhan Akhtar and Javed Akhtar on a movie together, I don't think they're going to have like the same type of chemistry.
Oh, Amitabh Bachchan and Abhishek.
I mean, you could Abhishek Bachchan with anyone, I don't think he'll have chemistry. So that's a different issue altogether. Anyway.
Also, why was there so much focus on Alia Bhatt's bikini scene? It was random, again.
And the funny part is, you would expect that scene is a dream sequence as well. You would expect it to be Shahid Kapoor's dream. But no, it's Alia's dream sequence. Where she decides she's on a beach and gonna undress herself while Shahid Kapoor runs. And then she pushes her grandmother into the water and Shahid Kapoor goes to save her. I'm like, that you have really weird...
But why
like,
does...
there are really weird things that turn you on.
But why does he go to see the grandmother?
No, it's a dream. I mean, it's a mess.
Because she wanted to see him wet.
I don't think so.
He goes into the water to save her. And then he's walking out with this, like, without a shirt. And, like, that's the whole point.
But he was already not wearing a shirt. He was running Baywatch.
Then he was dripping with water.
Oh, okay.
This is Alia's dream sequence.
It
not
feels
mine.
Like it's your dream sequence.
I'm just rationalizing it and explaining it. Y'all don't seem to get it.
All in all, I think it was a good afternoon. You have to go in with no expectations. If you go in there...
No, but that's the thing. Why do we have to go in with no expectations?
Because we need movies like this.
No, we don't. I honestly very strongly believe that we do not need movies like this.
I think so. I think we do need movies like this because sometimes you need to switch off. Your brain does need to switch off. Tell me at any point during this movie were you thinking, oh wow, oh this talks about, you know, the general like caste system in India. Oh, this is discussing the, you know, violence and corruption in politics in India. You didn't think that at any point because this movie didn't raise such issues.
Yeah, but you can do that in a way that is still realistic and that is enjoyable. This was just, we were laughing at how bad something is. Like, we're not actually enjoying the movie. Like, even Dil Dhadakne Do, which deals with some serious stuff, is a very funny and lighthearted movie. Like, I wasn't sitting and debating the moral class system in India and stuff. I was just enjoying the movie because it was funny and because you can relate to it. Yeah. Over here, I mean, this is, and I feel like every movie now tries to be this way. After I've recently watched Sing Is Bling and Welcome Back, and it's just, why, like, there is no, I think people, filmmakers should give Indian audiences a bit more credit. Like, if you give them something more intelligent, they'll be able to enjoy it and appreciate it.
But do you think that there are enough people? We're not talking about the expats and the professionals around the world, you know, Indians around the world. We're talking about the billion population that we have in India itself. What percentage of those people do you think will appreciate or will necessarily choose to go and watch a movie that explores deeper issues, as opposed to something like this, or even like Salman Khan taking off his shirt on screen and going the bung, the bung, the bung. Like, I mean,
but I mean, if you look at, I mean, okay, there's one issue driven a lot by star power, but there have been movies which have dealt with serious issues, but you have to deal with them in a way that is fun and relatable for audiences. If you look at movies, like most Amir Khan movies, like EK, for example, yeah, with very serious issues, but it's fun and it's funny. Three Idiots is another great example, which deals with, you know, the college system in India and education system in India. But it does it in a really fun, engaging, enjoyable way. And that movie broke all sorts of records when it came out, which were then rebroken by Dhoom 3 and Kick, but we won't get into that right now. But I think, like, that's the thing. Like, yes, if you put something like this and put two stars in it, audiences will watch it because these stars have enough fan following to just drive people themselves. But it's, I mean, as someone who makes movies, you have to have some, like, for your own thing. It's like, it's easy to make a movie like this, which requires no real effort or thought. I mean, this, at least, I think, still tried to do stuff, but just got it horribly wrong. Sing Is Bling, for example, required zero effort or thought to make that movie. I could have written that script in 2 days. I couldn't, actually, because that's how ridiculous it was. But I don't know. That is just my view.
Okay.
But, you know, Urvashi wants her quick gun Muruganas.
Yeah, I do.
But I mean, as long as, I'm curious to see how this movie does, because I think I would be surprised if it did well, because I think with Akshay Kumar or Salman Khan, you expect this going in. Over here, I think people would have expected something more than what was delivered, and so it may not do as well. And I think the target audience of Shahid Kapoor and Alia Bhatt versus the target audience of Salman Khan is different, and I don't know how much they enjoy this.
I mean, when did this movie release?
2 days ago.
Yeah, so given that it released 2 days ago, and given that today is actually a weekend, and we went to the cinema, I mean, a group of how many? 6, 7, 8 people?
Yeah.
The cinema was pretty empty, and we were by far the, you know, most engaged people in the audience.
Engaged is a good word. It's a good way. I mean, but to be fair, we also went at an odd show timing. But yeah, when I watched Sing Is Bling a few weeks ago, it was the second weekend. Actually, no, that may have also been the first weekend, but the theater was completely packed and people were loving it, even though I wasn't. But that's what they came to see. Over here, even during the interval, I was really surprised. Everyone was just silent. Yes, there were that many people. The people who were there were like ghosts, like zombies, because I don't think I think they were still in shock as to how ridiculous this movie was. I have to say also, the one last point on this is, our movie watching experience was significantly enhanced by the presence of some really creative English subtitles in the screen that we saw. So some new things, new words we learned today. Apparently
Ullu ka patta, a patta is Hornswoggle in English.
Shandar is splendiferous.
Yes.
What else? There was a line in one of the songs, which the translation was apparently,
send me to the nunnery.
Take thee to the nunnery.
Yeah, take thee to
the nunnery. What else? There were some other great lines in there. Dufoid was another insult.
Yes.
That was in there.
I wasn't aware that Dufoid was even an English word, let alone a translation of a Hindi
word. It was great.
It was great.
It was.
Yes. Which I'm sure was a translation at some point.
Oh, and Pankaj Kapoor. Shahid Kapoor says, main ladki ko le jaunga. And Pankaj Kapoor just repeats the line in a very sarcastic way, "Achha, tu le jayega." And the translation is, "You'll take the girl, my tush."
Yeah. I saw that, yeah.
It's just, Yeah, I mean, that's not the filmmaker's fault, but it was a nice added touch, which...
I mean, provided a lot of entertainment, yeah.
More entertainment than the movie at most points. Okay, any other thoughts?
No, but I do hope that when you edit this and, you know, finally release it...
All your comments are going to be there.
No, that you'll try and put in the Monday Ka Khana Tuesday.
If I find the song, I will put it in, because, I mean, I think that is just a scene everyone needs to watch to really, truly experience that.
And
that
the Eggs Benedict song as well.
Oh my god.
That was an interesting song. English breakfast.
Also, I like the whole concept of a breakfast rehearsal.
Yeah.
I've heard of rehearsal dinners, but rehearsal breakfast is quite something.
You practice eating. Certainly those performers had to practice their Eggs Benedict song.
Yes.
It's a rehearsal.
Cool. Any other thoughts? What upcoming movies are you guys excited for?
I don't even know. I'm more excited to catch up on some of the songs that I've been missing from Singers Bling. and Welcome Back. What are the new movies out?
The next big one is Prem Ratan Vampire. We saw the trailer. Which I'm curious to see how it'll be, because it looks like a movie that is just, you know, made in 1999, re-energized with like high definition and put really with Sonam Kapoor. And then the other big one actually is Dilwale coming out in December with Shah Rukh and Kajol reunited. Did you guys see Shah Rukh and Kajol's DDLJ?
Yes, I did. Orisha didn't like it, but I liked it.
I felt it was a bit fake, forced. Yeah, yeah, it was a bit fake, but I generally liked the idea.
I liked that they did it, but yeah. it felt like overdone.
Yeah, and yeah, I mean, generally, you don't need to dissect the performance of a comedic video. Shah Rukh looked pretty disinterested the whole time. Like, he was like, okay, I have to do this for all these dumb people who watch my movies, thinking they'll find love in the middle of Europe on a train in a mountain. But yeah, that could be interesting. Although it's Rohit Shetty, so that always tempers my expectations.
Who was this one? Vikas Bell.
Vikas Bell, yeah. He directed Queen, which is also why the expectations were quite high. Because
yeah,
Queen
was
a really
movie,
great movie.
Yeah.
And also dealt with a lot of important issues in terms of, you know, women's role in society, etc. But here, I don't know what happened. I mean, I think they also had some of the mushrooms and brownies before making this movie.
Definitely. Most probably.
Okay, that's pretty much it for this week. Thank you guys for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Hopefully the next time you are on the podcast, it will be for a better movie.
Hope so.
Thank you for listening. That's our show, and we hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to check out our website, ticproductionsindia.com, our Facebook page, facebook.com/ticmediaproductions, and our Twitter handle @productions_TIC for regular news and updates. You can subscribe to the podcast on soundcloud.com/TIC-productions or on the SoundCloud app, available on both iOS and Android. Apple users can also search for Bollywood Weekly using the podcast app, while Google Play users can do the same on Overcast or any other podcasting app available on the Google Play Store. See you next week.